Hello, I'm Cybex author and Stormwind instructor, William Panic. In this video, I am going to teach you about the operational master roles on a Windows Server 2012 R2 network. Now, these operational master roles actually are the same no matter what version of Windows Server you're on. Now, over the years, the roles have taken on more and more tasks, but the same five operational master roles have existed for over 10 years now. Two of these roles are actually forest-based roles, which means for every forest, you only have two roles. Three of these roles are domain-based roles, which means every domain is going to have these three roles on some domain controller within the domain. So let's go ahead and jump into understanding and looking at the operational master roles. Now, sometimes this is also referred to as the FSMO role, F-S-M-O. So, there are five roles. The five roles are the Schema Master, the Domain Naming Master, the PDC Emulator, the RID Master, and the Infrastructure Master. Now, the two roles that, say, are listed under the forest-based roles, these two reside somewhere on a domain controller within the forest. And that domain controller is the only domain controller in the entire forest that holds these roles. The three domain-based roles, again, every single domain, there's going to be a domain controller somewhere within the domain that has these three roles. Now, we're going to talk about each role in detail, and then I'm going to show you how to see which machines hold the roles and what you need to do if you want to change these roles. So let's start right off with the two forest-based roles. And let's start with the Schema Master. Now, the Schema Master is actually responsible for knowing the Active Directory schema. Now, let's take a look. Let's jump on over to our server here for a second. If we're looking at our server, and I go into Active Directory Users and Computers, and I go in and I say New User, for example. So let's go ahead and just say new user. Some machine has to know what all these fields are. These fields are called attributes, and all of these attributes reside within the Active Directory schema. So it's the actual Schema Master's job to actually know these attributes, and also it's the Schema Master's role to be responsible for performing updates to the actual schema when they're made. The Schema Master is the only domain controller that can actually write operations directly to the directory schema. Now, these schema updates are replicated from Schema Master to all other domain controllers in the forest. But there is only one Schema Master per forest. And having only one Schema Master in each forest prevents any conflicts that could actually be present if you had more than one. So the Schema Master's job is to make sure it knows about all of the Active Directory schema changes. And it's the Schema Master's job to actually perform the right operations to the Active Directory schema. Now, the second forest-based role is the Domain Naming Master. Now, the Domain Naming Master's job is quite simple. Its job is to make sure that no two domain names get repeated within the forest. So whenever you add a new domain or an application directory partition to the forest, the Domain Naming Master makes sure that they have not been repeated. The Domain Naming Master also helps make sure that when you remove existing domains or application directory partitions from the forest, that they get removed. So the Domain Naming Master's job is basically just to sit out there and make sure that the Active Directory hierarchy doesn't get compromised by having two domains or application directory partitions that are the same. Now, the first domain-based role we're going to talk about is the PDC emulator. Now, this originally, PDC stands for Primary Domain Controller. Many, many, many years ago, in the NT351, NT40 days, we had a PDC-BDC relationship, a primary domain controller, and we had a backup domain controller. And these two machines worked together with what we used to use in the old NT351 and 40 SAM, the Security Accounts Managers Database. Well, what happened was, when Microsoft moved to Windows Server 2000 and beyond, 95, 98, NT351, NT40 machines, they needed a PDC emulator so that because they needed to actually log on using a PDC. It was built right into the operating systems of 95 and 98 that if they were going to log on to a domain, they had to find a PDC. So the PDC was originally created so that it could replicate an old NT40 or NT351 PDC. Now, in today's day and age, most of us, and probably all of us, are not using 95, 98, NT40 anymore. So the PDC has actually evolved to handle a lot of your actual password replication within the domain. The PDC emulator emulates an operation. It's part of an operation master. And what it does is it receives replication of all password changes that are done within the domain. It's also the source for the latest password information whenever a logon attempt fails as a result of a bad password. Now, the PDC emulator is also the preferred point of administration services, such as group policies or DFS. Because of this, the PDC emulator is a very, very important role. If the PDC emulator goes down, people are not going to be able to log on to the domain properly, even if you're using only Windows Server 2012, R2, and Windows 7, Windows 8 clients, even if you don't have any older clients. If the PDC emulator goes down, you will have problems logging onto the domain. So this is one of the most important roles that actually reside within a domain. Now the next role we're going to talk about is the RID master. Again, this is domain based. It's the RID master's job to help create the security identifiers for each security object. Now, when a new user gets created in Active Directory, if it's a security object and a user is a security object, every security object in Active Directory gets a SID. Now, this is a unique identifier that only gets attached to one security object per domain. This SID number never gets repeated. And it's important to understand SID numbers because users' rights and permissions are associated to a SID, not to a username. So what groups you belong to, your permissions, that all gets attached to the actual SID number and not the username. This is why in Windows Server and Active Directory, you can change somebody's name and not have an issue with their rights. For example, if someone gets married, okay, you can change that person's name and there won't be any issues because all of the rights and permissions are attached to the SID number and not the username. Now, it's also important to understand that because if you go in, let's say, for example, a user encrypts files, that encryption gets done by using their SID number. This is why if you go in and delete a user, even if you recreate that user with the same username and the same password, they're a completely different user. Because when that new user gets created, they're going to get another SID number, another unique SID number. And because the SID numbers won't match, they'll be two completely different users in the eyes of Active Directory. This is why it's always a good idea to never delete users when they leave. Okay, if they get quit or get fired, it's best to just disable the account, change the password, and put them in an OU, like an organizational unit called terminated, and lock down that OU. This way, if you ever find out that a user did encrypt stuff, or for some reason you need to log in to that user account because you need to access something with the SID number, you can do it. So it's very important to understand that SID numbers are what the Active Directory actually attaches everything to, and not the usernames. It's the RIDmaster's job to make sure that no two SID numbers get repeated. So that's all it does. It helps create a unique security identifier for any security principle within Active Directory. Now the final domain-based role is the Infrastructure Master. Now the Infrastructure Master's job is to basically understand and be able to reference all the local users and all of the local resources within a domain. Now, here's something that's very important to understand. The Infrastructure Master understands the domain's infrastructure. It understands what objects are within that domain. Okay? So its job is updating object references and to know object references. Well, this works a lot like another Active Directory tool that we use called the Global Catalog. The Global Catalog is actually responsible. It's like an index for Active Directory. It knows where everything resides within Active Directory. Now, Infrastructure Master, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's kind of a smaller scaled down version, if you think about it, for the domain. Now, why is this important to know? Because a Global Catalog and Infrastructure Master cannot be on the same domain controller. Okay, you need to make sure that you place your Global Catalog and Infrastructure Masters on separate domain controllers from each other. If they are actually placed within the same domain controller, the Infrastructure Master will stop responding. The Global Catalog will take precedence. So you want to make sure that your Infrastructure Master is on a completely different domain controller. Watch for this, especially if you're going to take Microsoft exams. Make sure that if Microsoft shows you the roles and they show you the Infrastructure Master, that it should not be on the same box as a Global Catalog. If they do, this could be causing an error. And this happens in the real world too, so that's why Microsoft may ask you about it on the exam. So be aware of that. So at that point, you would just want to move the actual FISMA role for the Infrastructure Master to another domain controller. Now, if all of your domain controllers are Global Catalogs, then you're just going to have to live with the Infrastructure Master pretty much not being there. All right? It's not going to cause that much of an issue to where, but if you have a larger forest, then it can. So, you know, if you only have one domain controller in a small organization, it's not really going to matter. But if you have a lot of domain controllers, you have a lot of domains, you have a couple trees, you got to make sure these two roles, these two, the Global Catalog and the Infrastructure Master role, are on separate systems. Now, how do you check to see where these roles reside? Well, you can go into Active Directory Users and Computers to actually check for the domain-based roles. Active Directory Domains and Trusts will show you where the actual domain naming master resides. But there's an easier way to see where all five roles reside. Let's go back out to our server here for a second. And what we're going to do is we're going to just go on out. By the way, we're still in Active Directory. So if I actually click on my domain and right click, I can actually click on Operation Master Roles. And at this point, I can see the RID, the PDC, and the Infrastructure Master and where they reside. And by hitting the change button, I can change them to another system. Now, what if I want to know where all five roles reside? There's a really easy way to do this. If you go out to a command prompt, while you're at a command prompt, all you have to do is type in netdom query FSMO. And when you hit enter, it'll go out and query to see who has the roles. And at that point, it'll come back and show you where each role resides. Now, in this lab environment, we only have one domain controller, so all five roles reside on the one domain controller. But by doing the net DOM query FSMO, that'll actually show you where they all reside. Now, what if you need to transfer these roles? Well, believe it or not, if you want to transfer these roles, it's very easy to do. Two things have to be present. One, the machine that holds the role still has to be operational. And two, you need to have the right permissions to do it. For example, to change the schema master, you have to be a schema administrator. To change the domain master, the domain naming master, you have to be an enterprise admin. To change the PDC emulator, you have to be a domain admin. To change the infrastructure master, you need to be a domain admin. And to change the RID master, you need to be a domain admin. Now, if the machines are up and running, you just go into Active Directory, pick the role, hit the change button, and there's nothing to it. The problem comes into play if the server that's holding the role is not operational. Let's say, for example, that one of our servers, which holds the PDC emulator, goes down. Now, I need to transfer that role, but I can't transfer it by just using Active Directory. It won't work. So what you have to do is you have to go in and you have to say, seize control of the role. And that's actually what it's called. You're seizing control of the FSMO role. Now to do that, you do it right through the NTDS utility. So if we come back to our server, and I type in NTDS util, I'll put in a question mark here. And let's make this a little larger so that you can see it. Okay, this is what the NTDS util will do for you. All right, there's all kinds of things like changing the actual directory services, restore password. When you do an authoritative restore, you do it here. But another one here is under roles. And it says here, this manages the NTDS role owner token. So by going into roles, you can actually, from the machine that you want to seize it, I go to that machine, and I come out to the NTDS utility, and I seize control of the role that is down. You need to make sure you do this, because for example, if the PDC emulator goes down, people are not going to be able to log on to the domain properly. So you need to go out and seize control of the role. Now, one of the most important things I'll actually tell you is that when you're done and you get that machine fixed, okay, the original machine that had the role, do not bring the machine up onto the network. All right? The problem here is if you actually have seized control and the original machine gets fixed and it comes up, as soon as the two machines are both running, they're going to conflict against each other and they're going to cause your network to crash. You cannot have two PDC emulators in the same domain. It causes problems. So if you seize control from a domain controller and the domain controller gets fixed, the best thing you can do is get rid of the role on the original domain controller, bring the machine up, and then either transfer the role back over or leave it the way it is. But you cannot bring the machine up without removing the role. If you do, your network is going to end up with all kinds of problems, because as soon as the two machines realize they both have the role, it's going to cause conflicts within your domain. So, in this video, I explained to you the five FSMO roles and what each role does. Remember, it's very important to understand that you have two that are force-based and three roles that are in every single domain. I am Cybex author and Stormwind instructor, William Panic. I hope this video helped. I actually got an email asking me if I could do a video on the actual operation master roles, and that's why we're doing this. If there are any other videos that you would like to see, or something that you still don't understand about Windows Server, please feel free to get in touch with me. Okay, you can reach me at www.willpanic.com. Just go to contact, and when you type in an email, that'll come directly to me. Or feel free to post out on the YouTube channel. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you soon in one of my classes at Stormwinds or in another video on my YouTube channel. Thanks for watching.